I really believe that this administration is just cooked. And so I think the real question is, and this is a huge question, who will be Trump's successor? Because that person is going to define the direction of the party. And I really believe there should be a very competitive primary for the presidential race in 28. And what they're trying to do is consolidate support around either Vance or Rubio. And I think that we should not have consolidation where it's 80% behind one candidate. I think it should be wide open. The only way to have an open field is if everyone associated with the administration is sufficiently weakened. So I'm actually rooting for Democrats to degrade and sabotage this administration and the people in it so that they're less politically viable. And maybe that clears the way for a dark horse or an outsider to maybe clinch the nomination in 28.
So here's my primary problem, what you just said. And it's that key word, maybe. I hear who you don't want. The roster, the funds, the ground game. Maybe, right? Because you've tried this before. It's failed. The losses are real with the Democrats that we faced. I would argue, worst 3 years in modern American history. The wins, the potential wins that you're describing are imaginary with no concrete. The roster, the funds, the ground game. You know, the things that you need to win elections in 2028 through the major risk of handing the country over to Democrats when we know that that means open borders, packing the courts, turning them into citizens, right, DEI back in the administration, H-1B skyrocketing again, all of that. Huge risk, concretes, so we see the payoff.